The sutra expounded by the Buddha on practice of the way through contemplation of the Bodhisattva all-embracing goodness. Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Buddha was at the double storage assembly hall of the Great Forest Monastery in the land of Vaisali. He announced to all the monks, "My state shall be that of parinirvana after the passage of 3 months' time." Thereupon the esteemed Ananda rose from where he sat, straightened his clothing, and folded his hands. Then in homage, he placed his hands together palm to palm and walked around the Buddha 3 times. He then knelt formally on one knee, placed his palms together, and fixed his eyes intently and steadfastly upon the Tathagata. The venerable Mahakasyapa and the great being Bodhisattva Maitreya also rose from where they sat, brought the palms of their hands together in homage, and gazed up at the honored face. These 3 men of great distinction then addressed the Buddha in one voice, saying, "World-honored one, after you have passed away, O Tathagata, how do living beings produce the Bodhisattva mind, practice in accordance with the comprehensive sutras of the Great Vehicle, and with right mindfulness bring their thoughts into the realm of one reality? How do they avoid losing sight of the aspiration for ultimate enlightenment? Moreover, without cutting off worldly passions and without abandoning the 5 desires, how do they achieve purity of the sense faculties and eliminate accumulated impurities? Without giving up the 5 desires, how can they still become capable of seeing events and things free from encumbrances with the pure natural eyes received from their parents at birth?" The Buddha addressed Ananda, "Hear me clearly. Hear me clearly and consider this well. In the past, on Mount Vulture Peak and at other places, the Tathagata has already expounded the one genuine path from many perspectives. And now, at this place, for the benefit of all living beings in the future who wish to follow the Supreme Way, that is, the Great Vehicle, and who wish to learn and follow the practice of all-embracing goodness, I will now expound the method for that which I have kept in mind. Impurities in any number should be eliminated wherever one perceives all-embracing goodness or not. I will now explain to you accordingly in great detail." O Ananda, all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva was born in the pure, wondrous land in the East. Aspects of that land have already been thoroughly detailed in the Dharma Flower Sutra, and these I will now outline and explain. Ananda, when monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen, heavenly beings, nagas, others of the 8 classes of ever-present guardian spirits, or any living beings are internalizing the Great Vehicle Sutras, practicing in accordance with the Great Vehicle, aspiring to the Great Vehicle Consciousness, and would be pleased to see an embodiment of the Bodhisattva all-embracing goodness, take joy in seeing the Stupa of Abundant Treasures Buddha, be happy to see Shakyamuni Buddha as well as Buddhas that emanate from him, and be glad to achieve purification of the 6 sense faculties, they should learn this way of contemplation. Beneficial effects of this contemplation are the elimination of encumbrances and the perception of extraordinary and wondrous things. As a result of resolutely internalizing and keeping faith with it, and wholeheartedly pursuing mastery of it, a practitioner will become continuously conscious of the Great Vehicle without immersion into the specialized focus of mind, and he or she will gain perception of all-embracing goodness within the course of 1 to 3 times 7 days. A practitioner who has great encumbrances will gain perception of him after 7 times 7 days have passed. A practitioner with greater encumbrances will gain perception after 1 more rebirth, and a practitioner with yet more serious encumbrances will gain perception after 2 more rebirths. Further, a practitioner with even graver encumbrances will gain perception after 3 more rebirths. Karmic consequences differ like this. That is why there are variations in my ways of explanation. The body of all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva is boundless in size, his voice is limitless in sound, and his figure is infinite in its forms. He desires to come to this land, and so, drawing upon the unlimited, wondrous capabilities at his command, he will make his body become smaller in scale because people in the world are weighed down by the three hindrances. Through his great insight, he will manifest himself riding on a white elephant. The elephant has six tusks and seven limbs support him on the ground. From beneath its seven limbs, seven lotus flowers grow. The elephant's color is a vivid white, a white surpassed by no other in its hue. Even crystalline Himalayan peaks cannot compare. The elephant's body measures 450 yojanas in length, and it is 400 yojanas tall. At the tips of the six tusks are six bathing pools. 14 lotus flowers are growing in each pool, filling each pool completely and blossoming in all their glory like the king of celestial trees. Atop each flower is a maiden as exquisite as a jewel, whose face glows with a color of rouge more radiant than that of maids in the heavens. Five harps spontaneously appear in the hands of each maiden, and 500 musical instruments accompany each harp. 500 flying birds, wild ducks and geese and mandarin ducks, all colored like various jewels, come forth from the flowers and leaves. There is a lotus flower on the elephant's trunk. Its stalk has the color like that of a red pearl. The flower is a golden bud that has not yet bloomed. A practitioner, having perceived these things, should re-engage in self-amendment, again plumb and ponder the great vehicle with total commitment, without rest or resignation. The practitioner will then see the golden bud blossom fully in an instant and radiate a golden glow. The lotus flower's pod is a kamsuka gem. Its calyx is made of wonderful Brahmamani jewels, and its stamens are made of diamonds. A manifested Buddha form is seen sitting on the pod of the lotus flower, and a great number of bodhisattvas are seen sitting upon the stamens. The manifested Buddha form emits from between its eyebrows a golden beam of light that enters the elephant's trunk. Emerging from the elephant's trunk, it goes into the elephant's eyes. Coming out of the elephant's eyes, it goes into the elephant's ears. The beam then comes out of the elephant's ears, illuminates the top of his head, and transforms into a golden platform. Three manifested human forms will be there on the elephant's head. One is clutching a golden wheel, one is carrying a mani jewel, and one, holding a diamond cudgel, raises the cudgel and points it at the elephant, instantly enabling the elephant to move. The elephant floats 7 feet above the ground and treads in the air. Without touching down, it makes impressions in the ground, each containing a perfect imprint of a wheel, complete with 1,000 spokes radiating from hub to rim. A great lotus flower comes forth from each space within the wheel, and an elephant form manifests itself above it. This elephant also has 7 limbs, and it walks following the great elephant, with each raising and lowering of its limbs. 7,000 elephants appear and form a retinue that accompanies the great elephant. The elephant's trunk becomes the color of a red lotus flower. On the trunk, the manifested Buddha form emits a beam of light from between its eyebrows. The beam is golden colored and, as before, goes into the elephant's trunk, emerges from the elephant's trunk and enters the elephant's eyes, then comes out of the elephant's eyes and curls back to enter its ears. The beam comes out of the elephant's ears and extends to the top of its neck. Then it gradually moves up the elephant's back and transforms into a golden saddle. The saddle is inlaid with 7 precious metals and gems. It has posts on 4 sides made of the 7 precious metals and gems, and a multitude of jewels adorn it so as to form a jeweled platform. In the middle of the platform is a single lotus flower made of the 7 precious metals and gems. 100 jewels combine the 4 in the stamens of this lotus flower, and its pod is a magnificent mani jewel. A single bodhisattva will be there, sitting erectly in lotus posture. His name is all-embracing goodness. His body is the color of a white jewel. 50 kinds of rays of light and 50 kinds of colors are radiating from the nape of his neck, and golden rays of light are coming forth from all the pores of his body. Innumerable manifested Buddha forms are at the ends of these rays, accompanied by manifested Bodhisattva forms as their retinues. Walking slowly and with great purpose, raining numerous jeweled light flowers, the procession will pass before the practitioner, the elephant will open its mouth, and the exquisite maidens in the pools at the tips of its tusks will sing and strum pleasant music, their sublime voices lauding the one genuine path of the great vehicle. Feeling both joy and reverence after perceiving this, the practitioner should further internalize and recite the extremely profound sutras, pay homage to all the innumerable Buddhas respectfully in the 10 directions, pay homage to the Stupa of Abundant Treasures Buddha and to Shakyamuni, likewise pay homage to all-embracing goodness and the various eminent bodhisattvas, and speak aloud this declaration. If I am worthy of seeing all-embracing goodness as a happy result of past actions, I petition you, O Universal Virtuous One, to show me your body and form. Having made this appeal, the practitioner must pay homage to the Buddhas of the 10 directions at the 6 specified times of day and night, and must practice ways of self-amendment, internalize the Great Vehicle Sutras, recite the Great Vehicle Sutras, reflect on the Great Vehicle's principle, be mindful of the Great Vehicle's application, revere and render service to those who keep faith with the Great Vehicle, regard all people in the same manner as Buddhas would regard them, and regard each living thing in the same manner as would a mother or father. After the practitioner has effected such mindfulness, all-embracing goodness bodhisattva will immediately emit a bright light from the white curls between his eyebrows, the sign of a great person. When made visible by this light, all-embracing goodness bodhisattva's body is as majestic and as purple-gold mountains. It possesses all the 32 characteristics, and it is dignified beyond description. Numerous rays of brilliant light will come forth from the pores of his body and illuminate the great elephant, making it a golden color. All the manifested forms of elephants and bodhisattvas will likewise be made a golden color. These golden rays illuminate the innumerable worlds in the eastern direction with the same golden color, and the southern, western, and northern directions, the 4 intermediate directions in the upper and lower regions, will likewise be illuminated in turn. At that moment, there will be a bodhisattva mounted on a white, 6-tusked king of elephants facing each of the 10 directions. Each bodhisattva equal to and no different from all-embracing goodness, and the 10 directions will correspondingly be filled with innumerable and limitless manifested elephant forms. Through his wondrous capabilities, all-embracing goodness bodhisattvas enables a practitioner who has kept faith with the sutras to perceive all of this. Seeing the bodhisattvas at that moment, the practitioner's body and mind will fill with joy, and he or she should then pay homage to them and address them, saying, "Most merciful and compassionate ones, out of sympathetic concern for me, expound the teachings for my benefit." When the practitioner says these words, the bodhisattvas will then speak in unison, each expounding the pure teaching found in the Great Vehicle Sutras and reciting verses in praise of the practitioner. This is said as beginning the first stage of contemplating the bodhisattva all-embracing goodness. Having perceived these things, the practitioner should then concentrate on the Great Vehicle unceasingly day and night. In dreams, while sleeping, the practitioner will see all-embracing goodness expounding the teachings for his or her benefit, which will ease and comfort the practitioner's mind exactly as though he or she were awake. Even so, the bodhisattva will say these words as well. In the parts you have taken to heart and kept, you have forgotten this phrase. You have made a mistake in this verse. hearing all-embracing goodness bodhisattvas comment at such times, the practitioner will deeply grasp their meaning and objective, and without forgetting, will always keep them in memory. His or her mind will gradually increase in clarity as day after day passes in this way. All-embracing goodness bodhisattva will teach the practitioner to keep the Buddhas of the Ten Directions in mind, having proper disposition in mind and heart following all-embracing goodness bodhisattva's instructions. With his or her mind's eye, the practitioner will gradually perceive in the eastern direction a Buddha whose body is golden colored and majestic beyond expression. After discerning one Buddha, the practitioner will then discern another. In this manner, he or she will gradually perceive all the Buddhas everywhere in the eastern direction, and because of the clarity of his or her mind, he or she will perceive all the Buddhas everywhere in all the ten directions. After perceiving the Buddhas, joy will arise in the practitioner's heart and mind, and he or she should say, "By means of the great vehicle, I have been able to see a great being, and through that great being's power, I have been able to perceive Buddhas. Although I have perceived the Buddhas, my perception of them is still incomplete. I discern them when my eyes are closed, but when I open my eyes, I lose sight of them." Having said this, the practitioner should cast his or her body upon the ground and universally pay homage to the Buddhas everywhere. After paying homage to the Buddhas, the practitioner must kneel formally on one knee, place palms together, and say, "The Buddhas, the world-honored ones, possess the 10 capabilities, dauntlessness, the 18 unique merits, great mercy, great compassion, and the 3 kinds of constancy of mind. They are always present in the world, and among forms and embodiments, theirs is supreme. What impurities do I have that prevent me from seeing them?" After saying all this, the practitioner should undertake further self-amendment. When purification from self-amendment has been attained, all-embracing goodness bodhisattva will reveal himself again and constantly remain at the practitioner's side, whether walking, standing, sitting, or lying down. He will continually expound the teachings for the practitioner's benefit, even in the practitioner's dreams. When the practitioner awakes, she or he will realize the joy and comfort of the Dharma. After such a process has continued night and day for 3 times 7 days, the practitioner will then attain a Dharma-grasping empowerment of interaction and exchange. With the attainment of this Dharma-grasping empowerment, he or she will remember, retain, and never forget all the explanations of the marvelous Dharma given by the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. The practitioner will also regularly see in dreams the 7 past Buddhas of this world, and although Shakyamuni Buddha alone among them expounds the Dharma for the practitioner, every one of these world-honored ones gives praise to the Great Vehicle Sutras. At this time, the practitioner should once again undertake self-amendment and pay homage to the Buddhas of the Ten Directions. After homage has been offered to the Buddhas of the Ten Directions, all-embracing goodness bodhisattva, abiding before the practitioner, will teach and instruct the practitioner regarding all karmic causes and conditions from his or her past lives, and to avow all of his or her very grave faults and impure acts. The practitioner must then avow them in his or her own words while facing the world-honored ones. When the practitioner's avowal is complete, he or she will then immediately attain the specialized focus of mind in which Buddhas reveal themselves. While engaged in this specialized focus of mind, the practitioner will fully and clearly behold in the eastern direction the Buddha Ashoka and the land of wonderful joy. In this same manner, he or she will clearly and completely behold Buddhas and magnificent wonderful lands in each of the 10 directions. Having seen Buddhas in all the 10 directions, the practitioner will envision a person with a diamond cudgel on top of the elephant's head, who with the cudgel signifies each of the 6 sense faculties. After the 6 sense faculties have been so indicated for the practitioner's benefit, all-embracing goodness bodhisattva will expound the method of self-amendment to purify them. Over the course of 1 to 7 days, the practitioner will do self-amendment as he or she is taught through the power of engaged, specialized focus of mind in which Buddhas revealed themselves and through all-embracing goodness bodhisattva's well-composed explanation of the method. The practitioner's ears will gradually hear sounds without encumbrance, the practitioner's eyes will gradually see things without encumbrance, and the practitioner's nose will gradually smell scents without encumbrance, as is extensively expounded in the Dharma Flower Sutra. Having attained purification of the six sense faculties, the practitioner's body and mind become joyful and free of unwholesome elements, giving full devotion to this method. He or she will be in full accord with the Dharma. The practitioner will also gain a further 100,000 myriad kotis of Dharma grasping empowerments of interaction and exchange. And he or she will once again perceive 100,000 myriad kotis of innumerable Buddhas far and wide. Each of these world-honored ones will extend their right hand and gently stroke the practitioner's head and say, well done, great vehicle practitioner. You who aspires to fully composed mind, you who are mindful of the great vehicle. When our aspiration for enlightenment was awakened in the past, we all supremely endeavored to never lose sight of it in the very same manner as you. Because we practiced in accordance with the great vehicle throughout previous existences, we have now become the embodiments of purity and full enlightenment. You should also practice diligently now, and do not be remiss. These great vehicle sutras are the Buddha's treasury, the essence of past, present, and future Buddhas in all the 10 directions, and the seed from which the Tathagatas of the past, present, and future come forth. One who keeps faith with these sutras is an embodiment of a Buddha, and is one who does a Buddha's work. You should know that such a person is an ambassador to the Buddhas, is clothed in the garments of the Buddhas, the world-honored ones, and is a true and genuine Dharma successor of the Buddha Tathagatas. Practice in accordance with the great vehicle, and do not sever yourself from the seed of the Dharma. Now, focus your contemplation on the Buddhas of the East. When these words are spoken, the practitioner will immediately perceive all the innumerable worlds in the eastern direction. The lands are as level as the palm of a hand, with neither hills nor mounds nor brambles, and the ground is composed of lapis lazuli, with boundaries made of gold. Worlds in all directions will be successively perceived as being similar to these. Immediately after having seen these lands, the practitioner will behold a jeweled tree that wondrously stands 5,000 yojanas tall. The tree is composed of the 7 precious metals and gems, and it continually produces white, silver, and gold. At the base of the tree, a jeweled lion seat spontaneously appears. It is 20 yojanas in height, and the brilliant lights of 100 jewels are radiating from above it. There are other trees with other jeweled seats similar to this. 500 white elephants spontaneously appear by each of the jeweled seats, and the bodhisattva all-embracing goodness is atop each one. The practitioner will then pay homage to the numerous all-embracing goodness bodhisattvas and say, what impurities do I have that I perceive jeweled lands, jeweled seats, and also jeweled trees without perceiving Buddhas? When the practitioner finishes saying these words, a world-honored one, majestic beyond expression, will be present at each jeweled seat and will sit down upon it. After seeing the Buddhas, the practitioner's heart will fill with great joy, and he or she will again further internalize and master the Great Vehicle Sutras. Through the power of the Great Vehicle, words of praise will resound in the air. Well done, you of good intent, well done. You practiced in accordance with the great vehicle. Your capacity to perceive Buddhas is a beneficial effect of that cause. But even though you have now gained perception of Buddhas, the world-honored ones, you are not yet capable of perceiving Shakyamuni Buddha, the Buddhas that emanate from him, or the stupa of the Buddha abundant treasures. After hearing the voice in the air, the practitioner will again devoutly internalize and master the Great Vehicle Sutras. As a result of internalizing the comprehensive Great Vehicle Sutras, the practitioner soon envisions Shakyamuni Buddha in great assemblies on Mount Vulture Peak, teaching the Dharma Flower Sutra and discoursing on the meanings of the One Reality. After being taught, the practitioner will do self-amendment. Then, reverentially wishing to see him, the practitioner will face Mount Vulture Peak, formally kneel, places his or her palms together, and say, "O Tathagata, hero of the universe, you are always present in this world. Out of compassion for me, reveal yourself to me for my sake." After saying these words, the practitioner will perceive Mount Vulture Peak composed of the seven precious metals and gems, monks and shravakas with countless others together in the great assembly, rows of jeweled trees lining level jeweled ground on which magnificent jeweled lion seats has been arranged, and Shakyamuni Buddha, who emits from between his eyebrows a beam of light that passes through the innumerable worlds of the ten directions and illuminates worlds in everywhere in the universe. From everywhere this light reaches in the ten directions, the Buddhas that emanated from Shakyamuni gather together at one time into a great assembly, as is extensively expounded in the Dharma Flower Sutra. Each emanated Buddha has the body that is purple gold in color and boundless in size. Each sits on a lion seat, and each has a retinue of countless thousands of millions of great bodhisattvas. Each bodhisattva follows the same practice as all-embracing goodness. It is like this as well in the bodhisattva retinues of all the innumerable Buddhas in the ten directions. After gathering together, the great assembly sees Shakyamuni Buddha send forth golden-colored rays of light from the pores of his entire body. Thousands of millions of manifested Buddha forms are present in each of these rays of light. The emanated Buddhas will emit a beam of light from the white curl between their eyebrows, the sign of a great person. These beams will stream into the top of Shakyamuni Buddha's head. When they see this condition, the emanated Buddhas will send forth golden rays of light from all the pores of their bodies, countless manifested Buddha forms, as many as the grains of sands of the Ganges River, will also be present in each of these rays of light. At this time, all-embracing goodness bodhisattva will also emit a beam of light from between his eyebrows, the sign of a great person, and send it into the practitioner's mind. After the light has entered his or her mind, the practitioner will remember that he or she accepted, kept faith with, recited, and internalized the Great Vehicle Sutras in the presence of countless hundreds of thousands of Buddhas in the past. As if possessing the wonderless faculty of remembrance of former states of existence, the practitioner clearly and completely perceives his or her former selves. Experiencing a sudden flash of great awakening, he or she attains a dharma-grasping empowerment of interaction and exchange and access to 100,000 myriad kotis of other dharma-grasping empowerments. Emerging from a specialized focus of mind, the practitioner will perceive in front of him or herself all the emanated Buddhas sitting on lion seats beneath numerous jeweled trees. He or she will also perceive soil of lapis lazuli resembling clusters of lotus flowers springing up from the space below the ground. Between each flower are untold countless numbers of bodhisattvas sitting in the lotus posture. The practitioner will also discern bodhisattvas emanated from all-embracing goodness, giving praise to the Great Vehicle within their own assemblies. Then, with one voice, the bodhisattvas will instruct the practitioner on the purification of the six sense faculties. One instruction says, "Be steadfastly mindful of the Buddha." Another instruction says, be steadfastly mindful of the Dharma. Another says, be steadfastly mindful of the Sangha. Another says, be steadfastly mindful of your attitude towards the behavioral principles. Another says, be steadfastly mindful to have consideration for others. Another instruction says, be steadfastly mindful that blissful conditions exist. Becoming mindful in these six ways constitutes the aspiration for enlightenment and gives birth to bodhisattvas. Now, therefore, face the Buddhas, avow your past wrongdoings, and sincerely undertake self-amendment. Throughout innumerable existences, the function of your sense faculty of sight has caused you to yearn for and become attached to various kinds of forms. Because of your attachment to various forms, you are passionate about the smallest of matters. Because of your passions for the smallest of matters, your body is derived from a woman. Wherever you take birth in life after life, you are attracted and attached to all kinds of forms. Forms spoil your eyes, and you become a slave to emotion and passion. Forms thus make you wander throughout the three realms. Such impairment renders you blind so that you can perceive nothing. Now, take the Comprehensive Great Vehicle Sutras to heart. In these sutras, it is taught that forms and embodiments of the Buddhas of the Ten Directions never cease to exist. You must now be able to recognize whether or not this is true. The dysfunction of your sense faculty of sight does you great harm. Heed what we are saying. Take refuge in the Buddhas and in Shakyamuni Buddha regarding the impurities and faults in your sense faculty of sight and say this: may I be cleansed and be made to become pure by means of the Dharma water of the profound insight of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. After saying these words, the practitioner must pay homage to the Buddhas of the Ten Directions and, directing his or her heart and mind toward Shakyamuni Buddha in the Great Vehicle Sutras, speak again, saying, I now recognize that heavy impurities obstruct, cloak, defile, and cloud my sense faculty of sight. I am blinded and can perceive nothing. May the Buddha, with great mercy and compassion, protect me, O Bodhisattva, all-embracing goodness, aboard the great ship of the Dharma, in company with countless Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, universally ferrying all living beings. Out of compassion and sympathy for me, please accept my way of amending myself of the unwholesome and harmful encumbrances of my sense faculty of sight. The practitioner must say this three times, prostrate him or herself on the ground, and maintain right mindfulness of the great vehicle, neither forgetting nor forsaking it. This is called the method of self-amendment regarding the impurities of the sense faculty of sight. One who calls upon the Buddhas by name, burns incense, scatters flowers, generates a great vehicle consciousness, hangs banners, flags, and canopies, speaks to the faults and afflictions of the eye, and undertakes self-amendment for his or her impurities, will behold Shakyamuni Buddha in this present world, and innumerable Buddhas emanated from him as well. He or she will not fall into bitter conditions for countless kalpas of time. Through the affirmation and the power of the great vehicle, such a person will constantly be among and accompany all the bodhisattvas that possess dharma-grasping empowerments. Producing such a focus of mind is the effecting of right mindfulness. Focusing on other things is described as apparent thought. This is said to be the condition of the first stage with regard to the sense faculty of sight. Here ends the first half of the sutra.